This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in an hour, when this show's over, we're going to co-host with Owen Schroyer of the War Room, Infowars.com/show. Ask me anything, Reddit. But, Paul, we can't get into inside baseball, but we'll do some of it when we start the next show, because it's so sad, the Judas Iscariot stuff. Everyone that's worked here, they offer more and more money to just lie about us. You've been working with me 18, 19 years. We didn't script this. But for viewers out there, what is InfoWars?
InfoWars is a platform that absolutely terrorizes the establishment, because our only motivation, our only dependence, our only loyalty is to the listeners. They built us up from nothing. They've funded us throughout this. They had our backs when we were almost toppled last year. And that's why they're so paranoid, because we don't take giant checks from Gulf State dictatorships like CNN does. We don't take giant checks from George Soros like, you know, Right Wing Watch does and all these other organizations. We can't be controlled. The threat of something that can't be controlled in today's society, where everything is so anodyne and so stale, from culture down to sports, down to news, down to media, whatever, that is, like, unheard of now. That is why we represent such a big threat, because...
No, I agree that we can't be bought, but beyond not being bought, who are we? You've known me 18, 19 years. I saw your writing, hired you. We've known each other. You've been in the entire main just as much as I've been. What is InfoWars? What do we stand for?
We stand for freedom, freedom of speech. We stand for basic principles and values. We stand against the absolute insanity of identity politics that has beset the West over the past 5-10 years. That's come to the point where we literally have the media celebrating child drag queens. Like, did you ever think you'd see the day when that was happening?
And killing babies after they're born. So we stand for life and the standard biological operation of Homo sapiens.
Yeah, the basic biological coding of Homo sapiens, and yet we're under the most attack. What could that possibly mean, Alex, about the other side?
But let's get into negative points in the 2 minutes we have to break. We'll talk about it more, because we need to be totally honest here. What are the faults of InfoWars?
I don't know. You know, as any media organization does, sometimes we make mistakes. We try to correct them. I mean, those are the major faults. We are gung-ho. We do get out there, get in people's faces, and, you know, sometimes we may need to be a bit more sophisticated about things, but...
In the heat of the battle, we sometimes swing a little hard.
Exactly.
What about the enemies? You've experienced the traitors, paid to lie about us. They think that it hurts us that they tell the lie. It hurts us that they're fallen. But what would you say to the traitors?
They must have convinced themselves that they've got this moral crusade to shut us down and that we're inherently evil. They must have convinced themselves of that in some way. At some level, the people at the top obviously know what this is all about, and they stand on the wrong side of history. But the people on the lower levels, I think they've actually convinced themselves that we need to be toppled for the good of the world. We're a news organization, essentially. Like, how bad of an influence can we be having if they think they're in the moral right?
And we're promoting freedom for families, free market, everything, exactly. And but you're right, they get weak minds to say, oh, you're somebody special. You can challenge this. You can do this. And then they just make up fantastic lies.
It's absolutely shocking. I'll Google my name on Google News every day to see the latest hit piece. And it's like, What was the song, you know, sounds like Satan, but I'm not to them or something. There's a lyric, something, Neil Young lyric, something to that effect. But yeah, I get up every day and look in the mirror, and that's not the person who I see being demonized on the internet, in the media. That's not the person.
Well, that's the secret, is that you had dinner last night with former employees who were going to do big, you know, New York Times hit pieces. Go to the comic book lie world. You think you have some power? In fact, I won't even probably sue you, because you're a joke, you're a fraud, you're a nobody, and you're a miserable person whose wife will throw you out right after you're done doing this. You're nothing but toilet paper. I'm not your enemy. You're your enemy because you come from slaves.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are. Already Tuesday. It's amazing. Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, here in the new studio. You've seen us do a lot of live reports and had political coverage of big events like State of the Union. Here in our new state-of-the-art studio, we've got three nice studios here now and are ready to start expanding to about 20 hours a day live. We're about 6 months behind getting that done because of all the obvious globalist attempts to shut us down and block us, but we are moving forward thanks to your prayers and thanks to your support. And quite frankly, we are now reaching just as many people as we ever did after all the enemy's attempts to shut us down and shut us up. It has backfired. We achieved Streisand effect. And now we're reaching an even wider new audience thanks to this core audience of activists taking action. And I thought I'd celebrate the new studio today by wearing a Stetson Open Road cowboy hat, Silver Belly. This is the same hat my dad's dad wore his whole life that I knew him. And I got reminded of these. That Paul Watson's here in town. And about it was like 15 years ago that Paul has a whole different personality when you put a cowboy hat on him. And so we're going to put a cowboy hat on him and get his great Texas imitation, but also a lot of other serious issues when he joins us at the waypoint, at the midway point, halfway into the broadcast in about an hour and 23 minutes from now. Faith Goldie is also on fire, exposing the controlled globalists inside the Republican Party, one of the final obstacles to really defeating the NWO. She's going to be popping in, and I intend to open the phones up as well. And then I will co-host The War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. today. I will be on the second half with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to have open phones and on Reddit, Ask Us Anything. I'm going to start a new system of Ask Me Anything where you do it with two people, two different people, and you ask two different interesting people questions, and they have a discussion, and they ask each other questions. That's something I'm going to start. I'm going to start a podcast soon titled Ask Me Anything, where you have different guests on and you can ask them anything as well. So a lot of stuff about to happen here at InfoWars. Thanks to your prayers. Thanks to your support. Thanks to everything you do. And thanks to all the great AM and FM affiliates and TV affiliates as well. If you're listening to one of those, please be sure and spread the word about those fine stations and support them. Okay. You know, I talked about this a couple years ago when they passed the law. And they always pass draconian laws where they come into effect in a few years so that the public doesn't oppose them. People are very short-sighted. They're thinking in the moment, not long-term. But exactly as we said they would do it, they've done it. And if you sit back and think, how would you take over the Internet? How would you trick people to openly be surveilled? How would you trick people to be taxed to use the Internet more than they even do in communist China? How would you do that? Well, when you saw Pornhub and a couple of these other major sites that get billions of views a month together, at the heart of UN meetings and meetings with ICANN and meetings with big tech, about how they were going to battle trafficking in humans and how they were going to empower women. You knew it was bad. So they signed on to ban free porn. Now their sites will still be a mix of paid and quote free, but of course, if they've got more than half of the porn market, they want to be able to shut everybody else down. It's not about porn, though. They know that it'll get conservatives and Christians on board. And just like the British government's the only government in the world that has a paid television tax. Even if you don't own a television, they tax you, what is it, up to £1,000 a year. It's an outrageous amount of money. And they even have vans that drive around because any receiver also transmits a tiny transmission. Any receiver is also a transceiver. So they have vans that drive around with people picking up if you're watching television, not just BBC, but television, period. So there's a government tax to then fund propaganda. And that's what this is. So people think of the UK as such a free country. It's an outrageously unfree country. And so I'm going to break that down today in great detail. Paul Joseph Watson on from the UK in studio to give us his take on it. But you see the DrudgeReport.com headline, the headlines on Infowars.com as well. UK blocks all porn that's free. Or free porn blocked. Free porn blocked in the UK. You go to Infowars.com, and we have the headline that the national move in the UK to ban, quote, free porn is really an internet tax and internet tracking system. So this is it. This is the plan. And I told folks a couple years ago when they were talking about it, that this is what's being implemented. But it's sold as just, oh, you pay the government, and then they put software on your computer that watches what you do, and you give them your ID, your passport, and now you can go look at any porn you want. So I'm going to say that again. The government is going to have a dossier. They already do. But publicly, you're going to opt into a dossier that knows what porn you're watching. So you and your wife, it's Saturday night, you go in, you turn on the television, you dial into the internet, and you pull up whatever your wife's into. That's how it works. And now you've got another partner in the bedroom with you. It's called the British government. But understand, it's coming here. This is the model. Everything done in China and England and Europe is the model. And they even admit in the articles, they're like, this is for to make sure children don't look at it, and this is to make sure we keep everybody safe, and this is to make sure we can stop people being exploited. All that's made up. The UN's running the kidnapping rings, all of it. The porn industry, for anything you could say about it, I don't even defend it, it's very exploitive, has basically cleaned up its act under lawsuits and disease, and it's very exploitive and evil, and I'm not defending it. But any claims that the government of the UK or the US government or anybody trying to defend kids from porn is asinine, because I've got stories right here in my stack. Aggressive promotion of homosexuality. School stops LGBT lesson after backlash from angry parents. It's being reported by the Daily Mail, by RT and others, and you learn it's Muslims. So say what you want about Muslims who throw gays off buildings and cut women's genitals off. I disagree with that. I'm a libertarian. But I don't think you should have LGBTP sexualizing kids. That's the pedophile side of that, which some groups are officially adopting the P now. They're saying, yes, we are pedophilia. And so that was in the congressional report 5 years ago. The Democrats wanted all this. The same thing's happening in the UK. It's a unified, concerted effort. So they're sexualizing children. They've got drag kid things at school. They have drag queens coming in and telling your five-year-old son that they're really a girl. I mean, if that happened at the park, you'd go to jail. If a man walked over at the park while you're sitting there grilling hamburgers and said, I'm going to teach your daughter and your son about sex, they'd be arrested as being a pervert. But now if it's done officially by the school, it's okay. So meanwhile, just today, you've got massive arrest of giant Islamic grooming gangs of little girls. And then you've got the leftist allied with radical Islam saying, come on in, do whatever you want. But now the Muslims are saying, hey, you're not going to teach my five-year-old how to give a blowjob. It's what they teach in UK schools. Or that he's going to put a dress on him. And so now the left's saying it's okay. Muslims can opt out, but no one else can, and you'll be arrested if you're not a Muslim. So see, this is how the whole leftist system works, total and complete tyranny. So when the UK, quote, blocks porn that is, quote, free, what they're saying is the tens of thousands of other sites, or now they're even going to go Puritan on you, puritanical, and say even showing breast, softcore is now regulated. So now if you want to watch an R-rated movie, you're going to have to opt into a government database and agree to be tracked. That's the secret of the global social credit score to get you to opt in. It's outrageous. So all the other sites can be shut down, all the other sites can be blocked, and only the two big porn sites that account for half the porn visits in the world, well, of course they're for this, Pornhub and YouPorn. Now because this is much bigger than all the TV networks and all the media in the world combined, it's now going to be regulated and turned into one homogenized, controlled combine, which is what it's always been about. That's what internet regulation is about. It's what the attacks on talk radio, the attacks on Alex Jones, and the attacks on free speech. Because once they can ban me, they can ban you. And once they can say, oh, you have a government device and software, it watches what porn you're watching, and you pay a government license to go watch pornography from around the world. Think about that. That is so diabolical and so evil, and it's the left doing it in the name of protecting children when they're the ones that are a bunch of pedophilic perverts trying to get a hold of your kids and literally teach them how to be perverts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I was going on Joe Rogan. We just snuck attacked. And I can tell you there's a bunch of other sneak attacks coming very soon, just as big or bigger. Talked to Joe some this morning. It is undoubtedly, with the analytics, the biggest podcast he's ever done. And the last one I did was number three. It was number one until Elon Musk and a few others. Now it's number one only 6 days in. In fact, we're expecting by tomorrow night it will have at least 30 million views between YouTube and iTunes. Right now, it's over 20 million total. And that's with Google not letting it trend and blocking it. Remember that. Now, let me make the big announcement here. Okay? Internet ID Internet regulation, internet tracking is here. And it's being done under the auspice of, quote, blocking free porn. The UK has now passed law that is implemented April 1st that only the two big porn companies, Pornhub and YouPorn, will be the only sites you can visit. Everything else, you've got to go through a government database, give them a passport or an ID, log into a government database so they can track what you do, and then pay them money so that you have the right to go look at pornography. So just like George Orwell predicted in 1984, the government is going to be in charge of pornography for control and debasement of the population. This has nothing to do with stopping pornography. It has nothing to do with stopping the targeting of children. It's mainstream media. It's cartoons. It's the public schools. It's all of them that are totally and completely obsessed with sexualizing children. And now that the government is going to be involved with all these fact-checking groups and leftist groups like Hope Not Hate and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, they're going to be in the history of the supposed porn you're visiting. And don't think this is just going to end in the UK. They admit with the major porn companies who want their competition shut down. This is total racketeering. This is total antitrust. They admit that they want their competition shut down. So they're partnering with government to control and track who looks at porn webcams, what movies you watch, what you do, and even softcore pornography will now be tracked in a government database. Think about how the IRS abused tens of thousands of Christians and conservatives and libertarians under Obama, and no one got in trouble with Loris Lerner. Think about all the incredible abuses they've been involved with the databases and leftist doxing people and using where you live and where you go to school and where you work to get you fired if you're a Trump supporter. And then imagine, you got to take your hat off to them to come up with something like this, that they would try to get away with this in 2019 and then just, oh, it's just a law to protect kids. Boop. You got to pay a government fee. You've got to then be tracked. And then the government, of course, can easily go in anytime they want and they can add whatever disinformation they want to the database of supposed porn that you visited. Because in blackmail and control, people's sexual proclivity, people's sexual activity are their big dark secrets. And now the UK government, the kings of blackmail, the kings of pedophilia, the kings of using sex to control populations and governments are now saying, oh, by the way, you visit any major porn site, you've got to have a government license, you've got to give us your ID, you've got to be in a database, you've got to have our software on your computer that will have trusted groups like Hope Not Hate and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others inside your computer. George Soros-funded groups, just like NewsGuard, is now on all the Microsoft operating systems and browsers. And it's going to move on, they're saying, the next few months to Apple and to Google and to Android and to the phones. And then now, when you visit a site, it's not going to be on the site that, oh, don't listen to Alex Jones, here's some fact-checking, where they then misrepresent what we've said and done, and then fact-check the straw man. No, it's on your phone. It's on your desktop. They're in your phone. They're in your desktop watching what you do in real time, telling you, oh, this is dangerous, or oh, this is bad, or oh, you could have your credit score lowered. You could get in trouble. You're looking at illegal content. So it's multi-pronged. They've got the leftist fact-checkers and the universities and the intelligence agencies already plugged into Microsoft and looking at what you're saying and looking at what you're doing. And the neocons run NewsGuard. And then you've got over here the left going, oh, no one wants to pay their BBC fee anymore of £1,000 a year or whatever it is. Look up what the BBC yearly charge is. Look that up for me real quick. Look up the BBC yearly charge for me, because I want to get that looked at right now. I want to do that. So imagine, they started this back in the 40s after World War II, and they said everybody that has a television, you've got to pay a tax. And then even if you didn't have a television, they said, well, you may be looking at your neighbor's TV, so you're going to pay this big giant tax. Yeah, it used to be up to £1,000, but now no one would pay it, so they lowered it to 147 to 150 pounds. So what is that? 200 and something dollars a year. But again, the key here isn't the money. It's with the internet, they can track what you're looking at and what you're doing, and they think the subservient, pliant population will accept it, but here's where it gets worse. Now it turns loose the taxing authority. They have their IRS over there by another name. But they're inland revenue, inside the empire revenue. And now they're going to have an excuse to raid you to see that you were looking at porn that wasn't authorized and wasn't put through a government filter. I'm going to say it again. The government is going to run worldwide the production and the distribution, because that's how this works. Once you take control of the regulatory power of something, you will then inevitably become the producer, the director. You will be the person making the money. So governments are now always horning in on Hollywood and the theater and entertainment and having a merger of that in any fascist or communist system. But now they'll be directly in control of pornography, and the top pornography producers are all lined up as suitors to government because the internet decentralized porn and took the money out of it. All the way now to the only way you make money in porn, if you read the expert analysis, is individual to individual, like prostitution, where women and men are doing webcams and giving people personal attention. So it's evolved or devolved now back to closer to real sex, away from the big cookie cutter mass production of the 1960s and 1970s, where there were porn movies making as much money as major Hollywood movies, tens of millions of dollars. That's all decentralized and destroyed. So now you have the perfect storm. Now you have the perfect storm of the big porn companies collapsing, government wanting to know what you're watching and doing, global government, internet ID, global social score coming together, and England, the UK, is the launch point for total surveillance of everything, and it's coming here, make no mistake. When we return, Google just got caught lying about Dragonfly and mass spying.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, work or on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
know, in 2017, we have states passing laws to kill babies that are totally healthy and already outside the womb. In 2019, they're teaching five-year-olds and four-year-olds in the UK and Canada and the U.S. that little boys are really little girls and little girls are really little boys. Serious psychological abuse beyond sexual abuse, trying to literally destroy their identity. Something that if parents did it, they should be arrested. But the school does it, it's okay. And now, UK porn block starts April 1st. But you can unlock it by handing over ID or buying a 5-pound porn card. So you pay like $7. And then the government tracks everything you do and has your ID and your name. And then the government knows what you're watching and what you're doing. This is so creepy. This is so sick. The government is now a voyeur, a pimp in your bedroom. And, of course, it comes from the left. To protect the children, of course. Watching free porn in Britain is about to get a lot trickier thanks to new rules that aim to protect children from online smut. Yeah, we don't want kids to be hateful bigots. Let's teach them to be sexualized at age 5. That used to be called pedophilia, now it's called liberal. As early as next month, porn sites will be required to get proof of ID from UK residents before showing any X-rated clips. Includes free porn sites like Pornhub and YouPorn, who don't want there to be competition and want you to have to register, which attract nearly 2 billion visits a month between them worldwide, and know they're going to make 100 times more money with the government who they lobbied to do this. That's right. The big porn sites did this to create a monopoly. Those run a number of other sites and using age ID system, which requires users to verify their age via an official form of ID, which is his driver's license or passport. So you're not getting into a hotel or passing a port. You're going to go watch whatever, and now the government's going to be there with a record of it. From April, when the new system is expected to launch, randy internet lurkers will be shown a non-pornographic landing page, according to Age ID spokesman James Clark. When a user first visits a site protected by Age ID, a landing page will appear with a prompt for the user to verify their age before they can access the site, he told the Metro. Each website will create their own non-pornographic landing page. When someone first clicks the site, they'll be asked to register with Age ID to verify their age using a mobile SMSM's credit card or passport or driver's license. This is the Internet ID, Internet taxation, Internet regulation. Users will then be able to use the Age ID username or password attached to your driver's license, your passport, the government has, to access all porn sites that use Age ID, although some may use different verification systems. Clark said it's a one-time verification with a simple sign-in for future access. If a user verifies with the Age ID protected site, they'll not need to perform the verification age or any other site carrying Age ID. And again, this is going to be used against everybody else to shut them down. This is the global ID, folks, the global Internet ID, the holy grail of surveillance and control. The new rules will approve as part of the Digital Economy Act 2 years ago. They aim to make it harder for under-18s to get a hold of adult material. No, that's going on in the schools. As well as registering with Age ID, Brits will also be able to access porn sites using a voucher you can buy from high street shops. Isn't that nice? Thousands of shops will offer the special IDs, which users can link to an app known as Portals. And then it goes on to say you can also buy a government ID and go through the government system. So there you go. And it's all tracked by the government. So they got you to opt in. Like, the government's not spying. Okay, they are. But you know what? We just need you to opt in so we can do it. Because it's illegal to spy on you, but now we're going to do it openly. And then meanwhile, I mentioned this article earlier. Aggressive promotion of homosexuality, called pedophilia when they target kids. School stops LGBT lessons after backlash from angry parents. And when you read the articles in RT or the Daily Mail, it's Muslims. They're upset that there's grown adults talking to their five-year-old sons and daughters about their sexual preference because kids aren't thinking about that. I mean, if a dad or mom started asking their five-year-old about, have you heard about sadomasochism? Have you heard about sex changes in children? Have you heard about fisting? This is what they teach five-year-olds. And the kids are like, what? And they're just totally screwing them up. I mean, it's irrevocable pedophilic assault. But it's all done by the leftist social engineers, so it's all A-OK. And it continues. School forced in LGBT lessons by outraged Muslim parents. So, yeah, the pedophiles are worse than even Orthodox Islam, even though there's a lot of pedophilia in Islam. A primary school in Birmingham, England, has halted LGBT lessons for 600 victims, they call them pupils, were reportedly taken out of class by furious Muslim parents upset at homosexuals being aggressively taught to their children, homosexuality. Parkville Community School had been forced to suspend its no outsiders classes until Easter while a consultation takes place with parents. Tensions between the school and parents has escalated due to a fight surrounding LGBT lifestyles being taught in classrooms. The ill feeling from angry parents was even boiled over into threats against the assistant head teacher, Andrew Moffitt, MBA, who is gay. He claims to have received nasty emails, including one which he said wouldn't last too long. And it goes on from there. The primary school, which is around 720 victims, is located in the predominantly Muslim area. It has come under fire from Muslim parents for implementing the LGBT program, which seeks to challenge homophobia because homosexuality is strictly forbidden in Islam. According to Alam Rock Community Forum, children were removed from classes over the school's undermining of parental rights and aggressively promoting homosexuality, which is the total goal. The forum added that despite repeated petitions, protests, and dialogue integrated by parents, they have been arrogantly ignored because a pedophile can't control themselves. They will have their way with children until you lock them up or until they are executed. Remember when that used to be radical to say execute pedophiles? Now it's like, those are good people. Don't you try to do that. That you can't allow that to go on. So they're not trying to protect children in the pedophile-run demonic command base of the United Kingdom. They are using what they've already done to then come in and try to get their mittens on everybody else's sexual activity or porn viewing. They already have it. They want to use it. They just want to legitimize that you opted into this and then demonize anybody else that doesn't sign up with the government to tell them where they went and what they did. They're training you to opt into your own slavery. Now, I think I've spent enough time on that, haven't I? So when we come back, Fountain of Youth, scientists switch off gene to double lifespan. Also, U.S. deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide at its highest levels ever recorded. And we're going to get into the big news. AOC. Vanessa D'Souza went to prison for $27,000 they said was illegal. He gave to a friend running for the Senate. But in the very same state and very same district, they're saying AOC, who raised $18 million, most of it illegal, can keep the millions. That's right. She's above the law.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to say it right now on air. I take my hat off to the Islamic Muslim community of the UK because they're the only groups consistently protesting and saying no to children as young as 3 years of age being taught that they are sexually active, that boys are girls, that girls are boys, and they've been protesting and saying no to the pedophile cult that runs the UK. And so I salute the Muslims in the UK for being better people than the average British citizen and better than the police and better than the government that's run by pedophiles. Because as bad as radical Islam is and as bad as the horrible things you do are and your grooming gangs and all the rest of it, you're at least saying, let's just kidnap 13-year-old girls and turn them into sex slaves, which is terrible. But you're not saying, let's teach 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds the same stuff. So in the whole spectrum of evil in the UK, I have to say radical Islam and the Muslims are now better. And we just covered that in the last segment, how they are radically brainwashing children, how they're telling boys they're really girls, girls are really boys, they're sexualizing them, they're abusing them. It's pedophilia. And the Muslims have come out and said it's wrong and are the people standing up. And I know there's been the golden age of Islam, and I know there's been Islamic countries and nations that were actually open and free during different parts of civilization. But the current one run by the Al-Qaeda Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia is pure evil. But I would welcome Islam to reform itself and then team up with the West to try to stand up against satanic activity. But right now the left is in love with Islam because they think you're against Christianity, so they've made a deal with you, but now the left doesn't know what to do because Islam is standing in the way of the left perverting 5-year-old children. So this is quite a conundrum, quite a paradox that we're going to be discussing. But I take my hat off to the Muslims of the UK, out of the giant, rotting, filthy, capitulated, passed out, submissive, demonic, drunken island of all the rotten parts of the fish, I guess you're the least rotten. I have to say it. Maybe the UK will be liberated by Islam. I mean, they still have a lot of child kidnapping and a lot of sex slaves, but, you know, they kind of stop at 12-year-olds. And so maybe we're being liberated by Islam, actually, because the left is even worse than radical Islam, and I'll just go ahead and say it. And I kind of been having this epiphany, because the Christians won't say a damn thing in the UK. Okay, let's stop right there. The next thing I'm going to get to is so big that I really don't want to just put it out there and not give it the attention it deserves, but I'm going to do it. Because my brain thinks a little bit different than a lot of people's. And I always kind of have a memory, and I think about how it connects to things and how it ties into other events that have unfolded. And so, yeah, everybody's really excited right now that AOC, the meth mouth, the creature from the methamphetamine lagoon, everyone is just so excited that she didn't steal $1 million. She didn't steal $2 million. I went in this morning when I saw it into the SEC records and the Federal Election Commission records. And that's why she ended up running. She was a front person for Soros money and didn't just get $18 million. We found other PACs. You'll hear about those in the next few days. Of course, her and her business manager pocketed millions. Totally illegal. But when you're a Democrat, you're allowed to do it. So the rest of the story here in just a moment. That said, we have some big specials that are going to be ending this week that are some of the biggest specials we've ever had and are products that, if you're a man particularly, you're insane if you're not taking. I set out with top developers. This product's been out about 2 years. Took about a year to get it done. And I said, I see all these testosterone boosters and all these other libido boosters, and I know that the industry marks things up 7 times on average. I just want to mark it up 150%, and I want to take most of the money and put it into the product. Instead of having $2 a product, I want it to have $10, $15 a product in it. And companies go, no one's ever done that. No one does that. Usually the container, the bottle, is more cost than what's in it. And herbs and stuff that God gave us are so incredible, it still blows people away. And that's where all the modern drugs and all that stuff comes from, is copying what's in plants, what's in herbs, what's in minerals, what's in compounds. So I set out with this product, Alpha Power, to produce something that is the strongest libido, stamina, energy, sports, natural, healthy enhancer that you can get. You can pay $100 for something that isn't as good. And it's usually a great deal at $69. It's $34.95 right now. It's 50% off. And then we've got a combo deal going where you can give it the strength and recovery combo. You can get it with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And again, the average turmeric formula, it's so hard to isolate and it's so powerful, is 3 to 5%. They know you're getting a result with that. I said, is it safe to give them the strongest available? And they said, well, no one's done it. Maybe other top rounds are 80%. They said, no one else does that. A couple brands do 80%. They said, our chemist can give you 95%. This is tested. Curcuminoid. And I said, I want 95% curcuminoid. So our turmeric is fresh and organic, and there's an extraction patented process we got to pay a lot of money for where it's 95% curcuminoid. If you don't know what that means, it's insane. I personally, if I take a leave, I get incredible heartburn and I feel horrible. Advil works really great for me. It's a great product. And I'm not comparing it to a drug. I'm just telling you personally, I don't take that now. I take a couple of Bodies when I sprain an ankle or something happens, and it's way better for me personally. Just experience it for yourself, what Mother Nature gave us, curcuminoid. Everybody knows it as curry, but the chemical in curry is curcuminoid. Everybody knows how good. There's a little sprinkle of curry on that Indian food or that Chinese food. It's like, so good. But like hot food, this is concentrated hundreds and hundreds of times what you're going to get in that meal. It isn't just curry. It's concentrated curry. The actual essence organically transferred, and the great you know, Indian analysts, the great Indian apothecaries will tell you that turmeric's the top thing. You take it with the different compounds we've got in the pill that are natural as well. They accelerate it, and they get it into your body, into your cells. I'm going to leave it at that. Show the InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo is 50% off Alpha Power and Bodies right now, and you fund the InfoWar, a total and complete, gigantic, insane, fire-breathing win-win-win-win-win up one side and down the other. So take advantage of it today. X2 will be back in about a week. It's produced. We got them to do a better deal. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that was so popular, I thought it was gone. Been sold out in 3-4 months. It's back. You can pre-order InfoWarsStore.com. Look at those 6,000-plus reviews, 4.9, 98% review, the original exact same Survival Shield X2. We got the deal. I played guts ball, art of the deal, and we got it for you. And that's why it's 37% off pre-ordered out of the gates and a discount, passing those discounts on to you. Now, let me stop right there. I did not get to the AOC thing, and I did not spend time on all the other big stories that I've got here. I did not do that. And I've got Faith Goldie popping in, and I've got Paul Watson in studio, but let me tell you something. I'm not a vindictive person, and I don't even like going to the zoo because you see those poor caged tigers and things that should be running around in the jungle. And I don't wish harm on her, but she wishes harm on us, and she's trying to take over our lives and trying to run things. But Dinesh D'Souza, who's a friend of mine and who is one of the top documentary filmmakers in history, got some of his friends to give $20,000-something to his college best friend who was running for Senate against Hillary Clinton a decade ago. And then once he got a divorce, the liberals got his bank records, and they found out that he didn't know it was illegal. He could have just set up a pact and done it, but he got them to get $23,000. I've got the articles here to the Senate candidate. Now, Hillary's gotten billions at her illegal foundation. She didn't get in trouble. And now AOC raised $18 million at one pact that she never identified as hers and kept millions. And now she's in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to say this right now. AOC needs to be under the prison. But they're going to try to spin this. But if we get the story out accurately, we could send AOC to prison. And by the way, the planets have aligned here. The planets have aligned. The Democrats want to flush this turd. And I want...
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking working Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been doing a